Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Damn these Biloxi blues, it happens every night. And I ain't never met a riverboat dealer that could ever be a friend of mine.
I have not.
The summer heat never treats me kind, it leaves trouble on my mind.
Forgot to do the shake.
So I'm bidding farewell,
dang, boy.
Putting in my notice, and I'll see you at another time.
Bang.
This highway does not know my name, and I don't care. No, I don't care. Heading my way for another place, and I got three good tires and a spare.
Right to the hook, right here.
Just a white line gypsy getting out of Mississippi with just enough gas to get there.
Low budget live, not so live from the LBL Bar and Grill. Hope all of you are doing well out there. And this is like the third time that I've tried to start this podcast. I keep having technical difficulties. We got a great guest lined up, trying to make it work between his schedule and my schedule. And right now, it's just, I don't know. So we're going to try it again. We're going to try it again right now. Y'all didn't even know about the last time. I didn't even have to tell you about that. But you now know the struggle that is low budget life sometimes. And with the guest I'm having on today, he knows the struggle too. He knows the struggle too. So we'll get to that. God, I hope. We're going to try this here in just a minute. This is the podcast for Monday, December 6th. It's good to be with you, all you bunch of low-lifers out there from one end of the country to the other. It's Christmas time. You better get your crap together. Get your wife something nice. Trust me on that. Do it. Do it. And something you can get her. Tickets to the Vagabonds and Luke Duncan, December 11th in Columbia, Tennessee at the Mule House. If you live close, see how I did? See what I did there? Yeah. Bring them on out. Bring the family to the Mule House. We're going to be playing some music there, Columbia, Tennessee, if you're close. I know so many of y'all aren't, and you're like, quit talking about this, and this is the last time you're going to hear me mention it on the podcast. But we're going to be playing some tunes with our buddies, the Vagabonds, getting the band together and getting up there. And I saw the venue this week. Beautiful place. It was actually on Jimmy Fallon. Miranda Lambert and the Pistol Annies played there on Jimmy Fallon. They did their performance there for their new holiday album, new Christmas album. And I got to think that me and Miranda are now connected in some way. You know, after I step on that stage, I feel like, you know, what's up, girl? I think the triple threat, I think Marissa would be all right if me and Miranda just, you know, we're friends. Get at me, girl. Get at me, Miranda. Had a crazy week this week. Traveled out to Texas. Miranda, been to Texas? I had to go to Texas for some TH Marine business. Did about a 19-hour round trip pretty quick and back to the house. And here we are. Here we are. LBL once again. Other music news real fast. Turnpike Troubadours. We talked about it last week, Christine Fisher. If you listen every week, they're back together. This is not a drill. They're back together. They've announced a big show at Red Rocks with some other dudes that I love, Reckless Kelly, and another band, Shovels and Rope, that I love. And Yeah, it's a good day for the music world that those boys are back and doing the dang thing. So we're gonna see what that turns into, and we might even get to ask him about it. What? Yeah, what? Fingers crossed. There's some things in the works, ladies and gentlemen. There are things in the works with LBL. Real quick, gonna jump on these sponsors, and then we got to roll because my software is being stupid. And I've got somebody that I've wanted to have on here for quite a long time. He's had a very big week this week, and I don't want to waste any time that we could spend with him. So real quick, let's hear about the folks that make all this possible. First and foremost, StarTron. Starbright down there in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, kicking ethanol in the teeth and making your boat look good with all the Starbright cleaning products. But StarTron bringing you Low Budget Live and taking care of that ethanol, getting it out of there. If you're going to store your boat for any period of time longer than 3 weeks, drop your little dab in your tank. A little dab will do you. Take care of ethanol. If your water gets hard up there, you up north, and you can put the boat up for months, you better do this. That way, when you get back out there next spring, you go to crank that joker up. She's going to fire up because the ethanol is not going to ruin it. UTVs, chainsaws, log splitters, weed eaters. I have got all that crap put up right now with some StarTron in the tank. So we appreciate StarTron bringing you Low Budget Live and the traveling circus. Sam's Fishing Products got out on the water this week in an unbelievable day with my dad. Not fish catch wise. We had a great day, Marty D and I. 70 degrees. Our bipolar weather continues in the Tennessee River Valley. And, got to wear a Solar Flex hoodie. Never thought that would be the case after the weather we've had lately. But needless to say, we're back out there on the water and enjoying the Sims gear like always. I have one message for you lowlifers, and that's you get one life. Fish it well. Hey, they got ladies' gifts on there. For all you men listening, all you women listening, all four of you, you better get your man something at SimsFishingProducts.com there for Christmas. There you go. Stocking stuffers, as they say. Something else that you can use as a stocking stuffer, even though it might break your mantle, Pro Guide batteries, 31 AGMs, and those lithiums, they won't break that mantle because they weigh half of what those 31 AGMs. You can get yours at ProGuideBatteries.com by using code LBL10 and showing your love and getting your boat the best power out there, Pro Guide batteries. And last but not least, Hang the Banner. Hang the Banner. I'm going to text our guest real quick, just because we on a schedule here. Hang the Banner. Express Boats, Hot Springs, Arkansas. Man, what can you say about that X21? Had it out there this week. And I just love that boat. I get asked about it so much at the boat ramps and things. And I think people, when they see the big Express logo on the side, they see the wrapped trucking boat, they're like, you're just saying that. But I truly do. I love it. And I love taking, like my dad, he's only been in it two or three times this year, really. And he's like, man, I just love this boat, the sea deck, everything about it, man, and my whole setup. I do have my new one ordered, though, and I'm going to get that new Yamaha show on the back of that bad boy. It's probably going to be later in the spring before I see it, and we're going to fish a lot of tournaments out of that X21 starting very soon, and with the Garmin's, the power poles, the whole nine, and just really enjoying the boat, man. If you get a chance, a lot of you guys message me, a lot of you email me about the X21, taking a ride in one. If you get a chance, man, just do yourself a favor, go do it, and compare it to what you're riding around in. You will enjoy the X21, most versatile boat that I've ever been in, to say the very least. Speaking of tournaments, entered some tournaments this week. And the roster is about to be announced and entered some more tournaments other than those Bassmaster Southern Open. So probably going to let the cat out of the bag on that one next week. But those are going to be interesting. We're going to document those. These are going to be fun. So more to come on that. And the X21 will be involved in that, of course. All right. So my guest today is a guy that I have an immense amount of respect for. Don't know him that well. Just professionally, and we have a lot of mutual friends and buddies out there in the world. Most of you know him. If you listen to this show, you certainly listen to his, and now he is taking over the reins of that show. He is Mr. Matt Opanger Pangrak, and we are going to get him on the phone right now. The host of BTL, it's been a big week for Panger. We're going to see if we can get him right here on LBL.
Hello.
Matt Opanger. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Welcome to Low Budget Live, and in typical Low Budget Live fashion, it has been that this morning. It has been that, but you are no stranger to gremlins. I know you and I have talked about that a couple times, and I like to give Mr. Jeffries a hard time about his gremlins, and that's what he gets for running the big operation. That's what you guys get for having Sports Center or bass fishing. you go have a gremlin every now and then, right?
Yeah, it is. It's always an uphill battle with technology.
Yes.
I don't care whether it's on a boat or in your vehicle or on a computer or if you're doing a podcast.
No doubt about it, man. And I am a technologically, whether it is my boat or a podcast, an idiot when it comes to all of it. So when I have a problem, I just start slamming stuff. And if the footage from when I started to record this three separate times before I got everything up and running ever gets leaked, people are going to be like, yeah, we don't need to sponsor that guy anymore. He throws a little bit of a temper tantrum. But, dude, I can't thank you enough for doing this. And I want to start by just saying, and I reached out to you about it already, but congratulations, man. Very cool announcement this week for you.
Thank you. I just think it's kind of a natural progression. You know, Mark has been with the Bass Zone through Z3 Media from Fish OK to the Bass Zone to Bass Talk Live for roughly 25 years in the industry. So it's the only, I guess some people would call it a real job, but it is the only real job that I have had outside of sliding lumber at Menards in between hockey seasons in Central Illinois when I was 18. So excited to just continue what he started and grow it and make it better and bring the fans of bass fishing and fishing in general, just something that they can keep their mind on it throughout the week while they're grinding away and then get on the water on the weekends.
No doubt, man. And Mark and I, and it's no secret, Mark and I have, we are very much alike on a lot of things and we have butted heads at times, but Mark is the OG and Mark knows that I think the world of him and that I have a lot of respect for him. And he was the guy that started this medium in fishing for us. You know, the podcast world, he was the one. And I wouldn't even call, I mean, obviously it is a podcast, but what you guys do is so different than what I do. You know what I mean? And you've been doing it a long time, but it is very different. And you guys are, you're on it. It's exhausting to me to even think about trying to do the number of shows you guys do. And I really I got anxiety. Of course, I did the thing with Mercer, and dude, I'm out on that. And I thought about, before he had asked me to do that, I thought about adding another show during. I'm like, these guys are nuts. I can't do it, man. And you know me, I can run my mouth, but I'm like, man, I don't know. I just have this fear of running out of things to talk about. But you guys, you do a great job in just being relevant and keeping it going, and the guests. I don't know, man, even though that you bring Bradley Hallman out sometimes, that's disappointing, but you got, I don't know, man, do you ever worry? Do you ever get stressed in that, like doing so many shows?
I don't. It's kind of interesting. You know, we go in the studio in the morning and have for the last 12 years and don't really know what we want to talk about. He says we'll talk about bass fishing and anything else we want to talk about, but it's kind of crazy, you know, the dynamic between me and Mark is we just kind of feed off of each other, and it's something that it's hard to you can't manufacture that. It has to be organically grown, and with him happily stepping away in retirement just shy of his 60th birthday, he'll still be around and things, but it's definitely going to be a transition because of the work ethic that he put in, the consistency that he put in. But, you know, well-deserved. He's going to go bowling. He's going to
He's coach. Definitely going bowling.
He's going to teach more. He's got a lot on his plate still. But, just with him, you know, it's all about consistency and accountability.
So for you in this situation now, you've got the reins – it's all you. Will you mix up co-hosts? Will Mark be there some? Like, what's your and you guys may have talked about that already to the fans, and you may not be ready to talk about that. I'm not sure, but what's, you know, can you give us a sneak peek here? The low lifers who are also a lot of BTL faithful. We got a lot of crossover, obviously. Let's hear it, man. What's the plan?
Well, I mean, I know there's been several of the listeners that have reached out and said, man, you know, oh, the show's going to be different, but I'm 100% committed to the same, if not more, number of shows going forward into 2022. I think it's really important, like I said, to stay relevant, but to have content that's out there. And it's a daily show. It becomes kind of part of your life. And that's mm-hmm. what I always call it. You've got the low lifers. We have the BTL family over yeah. there. And it's obviously going to be different. It's going to look a little bit different. You know, Brad's still going to be the same. Frank Scalish, yeah. who has become really popular over the past year and a half, kind mm-hmm. of tips, tactics, techniques, maps, that type of stuff is still going to be there. But it's also going to change as far as, you know, it's not the guy who's been in the business world for 25 years and retired and the young guy who's coming up who sees it from a different light. So I'm definitely looking to kind of bring in guest hosts for a week at a time, a month at a time, and just kind of see where it goes. It's all about the three E's that Mark talks about: entertaining, educating, and engaging. And I think, you know, just like when you have a good LBL or we have a good BTL or any, you get done with it and you're like, man, that was a good one. Mm-hmm. That went really well. It went, but you just know that it was quality. And I think when I find that match, that fit, the niche that it fits in, I think I'll know it. But yeah, there's definitely going to be a kind of a period of exploration to figure out how I can take what Mark has handed me and that we have worked for over a decade and continue to provide that quality content that hits all three of those E's.
Oh, dude, you're gonna absolutely kill it. And that's I reached out to Mark and I said, man, this is you know, congrats to you on being able to step away. But, you know, you couldn't have passed the torch on to a guy that any better choice in the fishing world, in my opinion, man. And, of course, you've been right there in the mix co-hosting this show. But for the fans out there, you know, I would speak to you BTLers if you're, you know, everybody gets in their comfort zone, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And I've seen this year with things I've changed up and different, you know, different things like stepping away from the one podcast there. Like mm-hmm. people do get, they freak out. And it's just the times that we live in. But man, I just think that you're just going to, this just helps that BTL brand go into the future that much further, man. And you're one of the hardest workers in the room. Like it's just, I've ran into you over the years, whether it's covering events for Bass Zone, for College Bass Zone, that kind of thing. You're just, you know, dude, you're a grinder, but you're also an incredible angler. Looking at, you know, making the Federation National Championships, had a chance at the Elites this year, right there in the mix in the overall. What will you do now with this full-time, you know, and it's always been full-time, but now this is quite a full-time gig. Are you still going to play in the Opens? Are you still, what? Because I read a quote from you. You said you want to be a media guy that makes the Classic. That's still, you know, that's a goal for you. Is that something that you're still focused on?
Yeah, that quote was probably from one of the Bass Nation.
It was. Yeah, it was.
I would imagine. Yep. And, you know, as well as anybody does that, time kind of changes things.
Yes.
and I'm fishing all nine Opens again. The deposits are in. I have a great sponsor lineup for that. I really enjoy that. That kind of gives me something to drive and push for that I wake up every morning. And so we did an interview probably about 5 years ago when all this was going down with Boyd Duckett. And Boyd was sitting in his garage and he was getting ready for the season. And he said one thing and it really resonated with me. And I've taken that with me. And he said, if you can do one thing every day to get prepared for the upcoming season or your next tournament, just one thing. He said, whether it's sitting in the boat, working on your jigging spoon box or whatever it is, if you can just do one thing, that keeps you present, keeps your mind in it, and you'll be better prepared for what's going on. So I'm still doing one thing every day to get ready for all nine of the Opens. And yeah, it's a full plate, but if you really look at the guys who have made careers in this industry, and there's you and I are great examples of that. There's a number of ways to make careers in this
industry. No doubt about it.
And none of them are easy. But if you look at the guys that are at the absolute top of the ladder, you're talking your Jacob Wheelers, your Brandon Polonics, KVDs, Skeets, Edwins, Ikes. The fishing is an element of who they are. It's the it's the car. It's the it gets them where they need to be. Yes. But they're all very diversified. They all have, you know, Edwin has the pecan farm and his YouTube channel, and Brandon's got his YouTube channel, and Wheeler, they all have their fingers in different things. Ike is probably the best example of that. I
mean, for sure.
He can get up in the morning and put Iaconelli socks on, drink his Iaconelli coffee, yeah, and go down and do a podcast with his Iaconelli tackle and all that. So, yeah. You know, my goal, I'm 100% dedicated to the Opens, and I think over the past 2 years of fishing the Opens, it's kind of added a different element to BTL, to have some real skin in the game. And yes, you know, I was at every single Elite Series event from 2008 to 2018, and did the FLW Tour for a couple of years, covering all of that, was media for the PA. I've literally covered it and been there and done it all. But as it evolves, I think that why can't I strive and try to make the Elite Series and continue with BTL? You know, I've seen what Mark's been able to do through coaching and teaching and the podcast. And yeah, there's a lot of time management issues, but for your sponsors, to be able to check more of the boxes, and then, man, like self-fulfillment.
That's what I was gonna say.
And that's important. It's in huge, being man. Able to not get burned out, man. And if that's what gets me going every morning, yeah. So the toughest challenge now is combining a lot of education from running the business, to the technology aspects, to managing fishing the Opens. But I promise you, on Toho in February, that along with BTL will be my focus, and I can't see why I can't do it all. And as the year goes on and it progresses, we'll reevaluate how it goes. But I'm 100% committed to the same number of shows, to BTL, to growing that brand while simultaneously chasing this crazy dream.
That, dude, I just think that makes the show better. Like you said, I think it adds so much to it. And I know I've kept up with you on the Opens. I mean, it's just through videos, through your posts, through the show. I just think it's an incredible thing to do both. And it's the same for me. I had Christine Fisher on last week. We were talking about it. I did get burned out on the FLW Tour a little bit there towards the end, and it was just from having so many other things going. But then after sitting out 2020, I was like you said, the self-fulfillment, man, this is all I've ever wanted to do since I was 12, is making a living in this industry, whether that's being Hank Parker or being Kevin Van Damme, right? And obviously I'm neither. And you carve out your own path, and you've done a great job of that. And I feel like I'm still working, but I know what it is that I want to do now. But I've got to, like, I'm fishing the Opens, I'm fishing a couple other things next year, fishing just the Southerns. And for me, it's that self-fulfillment, and it's being part of it. I love mixing it up, seeing everybody, but more than that, just being out there and competing and trying to figure out the fish all over the country. But it does, it adds another element. And I can't, you know, when I got in those centrals last year after announcing that I was leaving FLW there in 19 with all the craziness, the fans of the show, the support at every turn, it was just really cool to see. You know what I mean? Just people really pulling for you. And I know you feel that tenfold from what I get.
Yeah, for sure. It's awesome to see, you know, genuine support for you while you're out there on the trail. I mean, it's even just, you know, you just get off the water, like at Smith Lake. I got off the water on that second day, and it that's where it kind of really dinged my chances. I had a good first day, and there was a dude with his foreign exchange student. It was like his eighth foreign exchange student that I'd had, and they were waiting for me at the ramp, and he came up and he goes, "Hey man, I know you had a bad day." He's like, "But I got you this pocket knife, and here's a pocket knife for Mark, and I really appreciate the show."
That's awesome.
And yeah, that just little things like that, reaching out on social media, the direct messages. Like, I mean, if you think of it, in all reality, there's very few people on earth who genuinely want to see anyone else succeed. It's just human nature. Everyone has crap going on, everything that's going on. And it's one thing to have a lot of people just like, "Oh yeah, good luck, what it is." But I think we're in a unique medium in the podcast and specifically the YouTube. I'll just stick with the podcast realm, because the listeners of your show, the listeners of Bass Talk Live, they're deciding, they're choosing to include us in their lives. Mm-hmm. It's not something that they're forced upon. It's not something that they come across. They have to come seek that out and make a conscious effort to follow it, to become a part, to become emotionally vested in it, to get joy. And it becomes, I believe, kind of the soundtrack part of their life. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a stress relief. Maybe it's just something like, oh, you know, you hear your theme music, or you hear BTL coming at you, or any of that on their way to the lake. And that kind of becomes part of who they are, just like kind of that fan interaction, kind of, and the messages become part of who we are. So I think it's really cool. And a side effect that I never saw coming and never thought to have, so many people that are out there, that are actually, you know, kind of genuinely rooting for you and wanting to see you do well. And then I read and I go back and reread, especially during difficult times. Those guys who just reach out on Instagram, and you go in and you know, they're not even on your friend list, and they're in the message request, and it's like, "Hey man, you know, big fan of BTL, blah, 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 this, really appreciate it. And I'm really pulling for you." And man, there are certain times, you know, when you're traveling, when you're going through stuff in life, that those people, it's a quick message. They have no idea how much that means and impacts your life. And in return, I think it makes me better, because now I have found myself reaching out to other people and saying, "Hey dude, man, you're doing a great job at what you're doing. Yeah. I see what you're doing. I really enjoy it." And that's something before I had experienced that on my end, that I didn't do at all. And I think it's just great all the way around.
Jeez, man. That's like, it's like you got in my head. I've been going through that for real. Like, I've had that thought process that this year, especially, I've had a lot of stuff, and it's like, I tend to, especially in the past, like the negative stuff, or you get labeled as this or that, but like, it's those that reach out that are like, "Hey man, I'm in Afghanistan and this gets me through." And I'm like, you're like, "What? My fishing pocket?" You know what I mean? Like, and I'm like, dude, this is so cool. That's so special. And I have folks reach out on a daily basis, just like you do. And it's astonishing to me, and it's very humbling. And it does, it gets you through those days, man, where you get, you know, whatever's going on in life. It's so cool. And you feel like you know them, right? And they definitely feel like they know us, but at the same time, like some of these folks we never have the opportunity to meet, and it is a special world we find ourselves in. And I have had BTL requests since I started this 4 years ago. Of course, know you guys, but it's like, that's always a weird one for me. Yeah. And I say this is like, you know, I did BTL, it's been many years, but I've done it, and it's like, for me, like, I'm nervous today. I was thinking that going on. I was like, dude, like, they got, you know, Matt's like, he's in a damn real deal studio, and I'm just sitting here in the garage and my crap's not working. Dude, I'm shook, even though, like, we're around the same age. And I'm like, dang, man, I don't want to interview this guy. Like, he's doing what I'm doing. Like, I want to do a good job. So, but so much crossover in our world, and it's just so special, that loyalty. And man, I said something not long ago about another podcast, and it was not you guys. And my comments were like, "Are you talking about BTL? Are you talking about BTL?" I'm like, no, I wasn't talking about BTL. Stop. Calm down. And then Mark texts me. I was like, Mark, put the gun away. Like, we're good. Because that's one thing about these fan bases, man. They are. They're super, super, super passionate. But that comes from, like, your passion and Mark's passion. Like, right. If you've ever met Mark and the folks that listen to the show, even if they've never met him, they feel like they have. That's Mark all the time, man. He is super passionate, super outspoken. He's going to tell you what he thinks. And I think that's why the fans are the way they are, for sure. On both shows, on all the shows, there are a lot of great fishing podcasts out there. And we're just, I think you and I are both just proud to be in it and able to be, you know, relevant in it, and have folks that do reach out. So I've got to ask you this. What is your favorite Mark Jeffries story? You personally, a Jeffries, this is like a going away retirement. Like, you're getting up to give a speech. Do you have one for the folks out there? That's just like something he said to you that you're like, okay, or just a situation.
Yeah. I got a good one. So I started interning for Mark straight out of college, from the University of Oklahoma. So I actually interned with him, my junior year. And then Pete Robbins was like writing for the Bass Zone and stuff, and he had had some stuff where some articles hadn't come through. It's just weird how this works. Like, I played hockey, I ended up in Oklahoma to play hockey. We started the fishing team, mm-hmm. And so, long story short, so I'm an intern. There's a couple articles that needed to be written. I'm like organizing photos of guys and stuff, and I was doing it for college credit. And so I wrote a couple articles, and he realized, oh, you know, this kid's mom's been an English teacher for 30 years. and so it worked out because the Bassman was doing a lot of content then. But I'd say probably 4 or 5 years in, it's hard to kind of stick in this industry and stay in this industry, whether you're a fisherman, whether you're on the media side, whether you're in the business side, the company side, whatever. And I had not really talked to anybody about moving on, because I was just happy to be in it, kind of establishing it, get my feet wet. I was still kind of in the holy cow phase. This is actually happening. And he had somehow heard through the grapevine that I was going to get a job request for another company, something else in the fishing industry, right? Well, he thought that I had already gotten it and that I hadn't said anything to him. And, you know, I get my start in this. I've been with him for a number of years. We have this kind of really cool relationship. It's like friend, boss, mentor, father. It's a weird deal. Anyway, I come to work one day to the studio to do BTL. And I, at the time, I had a desk and all this, and it's all out on the end of the driveway. And I'm like my computer, and it's all set up, like my computer, the desk, everything on the curb. And I walk in and I'm like, what's up? And he's like, oh, nothing. That's your stuff, man. You think you can just go on and just take other jobs and stuff and not say anything or even talk to me about it? There's your stuff. Go do it. Go have a good career. And I was just shell-shocked because I had absolutely no idea what he was talking about. And I'm like, Mark, I don't know what you're talking about. And he's like, you're doing all this stuff behind my back, what, leave and all that. And then 3 days later, I got a call to be like, hey, man, you know, we have this opening. Are you interested in this? And it clicked, and it all made sense to me. He had kind of heard through the grapevine it was going down, thought I was going behind his back to do some stuff. So, yeah, that was the day I showed up to BTL, and my desk, the studio, everything was set up on the curb.
Absolutely classic Mark Jeffries right there, I feel like.
Yeah.
He shoots from the hip, man. I am very much like him.
I just remember I was shocked.
I bet.
I was like, what is going on here?
That is incredible, man. I like that. Like I said, he and I in our go rounds, and that's my favorite part about you know, Mark and I and any headbutting we ever had. Is, I mean, I tell him, he tells me. You know what I'm saying? Like it's all out there for the most part. But my favorite Jeffries story, and I've told this on the show before, but he called me right around the time like the MLF stuff was just real crazy in life and all that, and and I had done a show after one of their events, and I was talking about an angler and something he did. And I'm not even going to talk about it today because I'm not opening that can of worms again, as far as just right now, because it's been like 2 years ago anyways. And Mark called me And I hadn't heard from him for a while. And it was after the episode had uploaded on a Monday. And it's like Monday around lunch. And Mark calls. And he's like, hey, man. Hey, I just wanted to let you know we had that angler on and he today and he cleared all that up. And we had this conversation about it. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Well, I recorded yesterday and I didn't listen to the show this morning and, you know, whatever. But I'd already, you know, kind of said my piece. And I was like, you're not changing my mind. So we kind of had that conversation. I was like, this is kind of what I think about it. And I know a little bit about it and whatever. And so we had this kind of, and I was kind of educating Mark up on some stuff. He's like, really, really? I'm like, yeah, man, that's kind of, you know, what I know. And we're talking, and then just out of the blue, because you know he's 90 miles an hour, he goes, hey, what kind of recording software do you use? And I thought, no, wait a second. Jeffries, who has this setup, this, you know, the OG, he's the guy. He set up Ike Live. He's done all this. So he's like, fixing to ask me what kind of, I mean, why do they want to know? I'm going through all these thoughts, but I'm like, well, this is what I use. And he goes, oh, you are low budget then. It's my favorite thing. Listen, I laughed and I was like, thanks for calling, Mark. And he goes, anytime, buddy. And it was just like, that was it. But it was, and I've got several more, but like that one was just the one where I was like, and I was torn between this place mentally. It's like you said, like I was shocked that he was asking me. And I thought, I mean, is he setting me up for a punchline? Is he like, genuinely, does he think, oh, well, that sounded good. I want to know. And I was like, there's no way it's that. But I'm having this internal dialogue where I'm going back and forth. And then he hits me with, oh, well, you're not even low budget or whatever. It is low. I think he said it was either, oh, you are low budget or that's not even low budget. I actually think that was the line. But, and I think about it every damn time I hit the record button, Mark Jeffries, every time I think I do. And today, I'm, of all things, and I text you this, I'm like, I'm having BTL luck. Finally get this collab. You and I were doing a podcast together here, and my stuff craps out on me. And I was like, Jeffries! I was shaking my fist. Mm-hmm.
And that's so, one of the biggest learning curves in this whole thing. And I think that what is underappreciated about the product that Mark has been able to deliver is the fact that there is no producer, there is no, you know, it's Mark.
It's him. So, yeah.
And someone says, hey, this episode only uploaded 18 minutes or something goes wrong on the platform or anything. Like what the people see is him talking and punching buttons. And when he fell and had his injury, mm-hmm. you know, I ran it for three or four shows. And man, the multitasking and the depth of understanding that you have to have for the technology to actually be able to do that and seamlessly is incredible. And yeah, you know, there's ways you could probably streamline it more, but what the people listeners don't see and what I've kind of gotten a glimpse into, and one of the things that I know is going to be on my plate are the times when I come into the studio at 6:30 or 7 in the morning to do a couple of hours of prep for the show. And Mark's been up all night because there's an echo on one of the lines.
Yep.
Or you can't figure out how to do a caller. And there isn't, you know, for me as the co-host, you know, I have jobs and responsibilities but I don't have to worry about all that stuff. Yep. I sit down and talk about it. And I think it's really underappreciated and people don't understand the thousands of hours that have gone into looking at the new technology, to understanding, to talking to tech people on the phone, to running hundreds of feet of wires, the mixing boards, the computers, the programs, every single element that you see on that show, Mark primarily built. And
yep.
That is a skill and a talent that very few people have the dedication or the willpower or desire to not just say, screw it and close the studio up and worry about it the next day. It's impressive his dedication and self-taught things that he did to get to the level where BTL is.
No doubt about it, man. I was with Hallman doing the MPFL thing down at the Harris Chain, and we had rented this little car. We're heading from the Orlando airport into Leesburg, and Mark called. And we had been, Hallman and I are, you know, music nuts, and Hallman had taken over the Bluetooth, of course. And he was like, because I would never argue with that big oaky sucker. and he's like playing his music. Hey, Duncan, I got to hear this one. And so Jeffries calls. Dude, it was like, it was 10 o'clock, you guys' time. It was like, because it was like 11. It was super late for us getting in. And he was at the studio and had, you guys had had, I believe, a fire, like something caught on fire.
Yeah.
And
yeah, one of the monitors.
Yeah, it was a monitor. Yeah. And he was like, Brad, and he didn't know I was in the car at first. And then I was like, just spray it with a fire extinguisher. That's what I would do on LBL. And he's like, oh no. And and so we talked for about 45 minutes going up the road, and he was, man, he was just he was in there and dealing with that. And I thought, and look, man, I'm a one man band here, but this is, you know, I do it here at the house, and you know, I spend 2 or 3 hours on it and I'm done. And that's just the realities of it. But at the same time, I do feel that pressure where, like today, having those technical issues, trying to get you lined up on the phone, and we had a time, and I'm, dude, it's so frustrating for me because I don't want to just not have a podcast because my crap fails. You know what right. I mean? And it's so random because I try to be as consistent as I can, and I feel like I owe it to the folks that enjoy listening. So to his credit, like being able to figure that stuff out. Because I just know the stress of that, just that when things go wrong. When we've tried to do our live events, like the at the Classic the last couple of years, we've had issues. I tried to do a live podcast from the Express Boats booth this year at the Classic. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare, man, setting up all that stuff. Of course, that's a little different environment than the studio, but still, like, the live element of what you guys do, no thanks. This show started as Low Budget Live, and I finally got to the point, I'm like, you know what? Low Budget, Not So Live sounds a lot better. it's for stress levels, man. It's incredible. So I hope and pray you don't have those issues. We all know those gremlins do tend to pop up, though. But I know you're cool, man. You'll figure it out. No doubt about it.
You're definitely going to have those issues. The way I'm looking at it is you have to look at it just like you fish a tournament. You blow up a edge of you swing a ball.
Yeah.
Your electronics, something doesn't work. You can't just say, oh, well, this day's over. Like, you still have to go out. That's and you right. still have to do it. So, as like I said, as long as you're dedicated to it and you don't give yourself the option to fail, you don't give yourself the option to give up, the listeners, the viewers, they understand that it's not always going to be perfect, but as long as you don't give yourself that option, I think that's kind of how you have to look at it.
No doubt, man. No doubt. Well, dude, I think that this is a good thing. You know, I'm proud for Mark. I'm proud he's getting to step away. And it's good to see. I was actually talking to somebody about this earlier this week. It's good to see, and I consider myself a young man at 38. Damn it, I don't care what anybody thinks about that. Much to my kids think that I'm an old man, but I'm not. even though I've got the gray beard. But I think it's good to see the progression in our industry, man. Because the reason folks typically don't get out of this industry is it is a lot of fun to work in, even though it's stressful. But you see that even on like the sales side of different companies. I mean, how many dudes, you know, like they're in their 60s and 70s and they're still out there hoofing it. I mean, look at Pro Fishing, for the love of God, Rick Klunt, you know, these guys, they never truly step away, A, for a love, and B, for a necessity. A lot of times, I think you would agree, like they got to keep the bill. Look at Jimmy Houston, just out there, just killing it, still rolling. These guys, they never step away. But it's cool to see guys in our age range really starting to make a push in, man. Like it really is. And of course, you've always got the young guns coming up in the tournament trails, the elites, PPT and things. But I think it's very it's cool to see, man. So my hat's off to you, and I look forward to the Panger era of BTL.
Thanks, Luke. I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, you're welcome, man. And I'll see you at Toho.
Couple months away.
Yep. Pray for no cold fronts, please. No cold fronts. All right, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Matt. All right. There he is, Panger. The one and only. Right there. BTL's new host. It's going to be interesting, man. I Matt is a guy that I've talked about it on here before. He speaks his mind. He's a lot more professional than I am. I am professionally unprofessional, but he is, he speaks his mind, and he's not afraid to let his opinion be known on the goings on in the pro fishing world. For sure. So I think that he's definitely the heir to that throne, and it's cool to see. Lots of great podcasts out there in the fishing world. The Straightcast boys doing their thing, Ike Live, and of course those guys at the Bass Talk. Really, they are. They're the godfathers. You know, Mark has been in the media game for a very long time. I've known him through TH Marine since I got in the industry. Knew him before that just from keeping up with the BassZone.com and things. And like I said, Jeffries and I have had had our moments. We have. And I'm glad that he and I have been able to bury some of those hatchets, and for sure. And I'm very happy for him, man, to be getting to retire. That's a goal everybody should have. And I actually talked to Mark this week about that. And so congrats to Mark, and definitely congrats to Matt. And thanks to each and every one of you for listening every single week. All you BTLers and low lifers, it was fun doing that little mashup and getting to pick Matt's brain a little bit just about things going on and just have a conversation with him. He's a good man, and he will do good things there. All right, we're going to get out of here. I'm recording this on a little early because Matt obviously has BTL and we got things going on. So recording this a little early, and I got to go to a basketball game right now, as a matter of fact. I'm going to be late and I'm going to get in trouble, and I don't want to be in trouble, guys. I do not want to be in trouble. Be sure to hug your mama, hug your dad. I got to spend a day on the water with my dad, and it was good. It was good this week. Make sure if you still get a chance to do that, make sure you do that. All you fishing folks out there, all you low lifers. It's going to take you out with Biloxi Blues. You can hear it live December 11th. We dang sure going to play it. We may play it for 40 minutes. I don't know. Come on out, the Mule House. We're going to be there with the Vagabonds. I will see y'all next time.
I never could make it last. Spanish moss and Civil War ghosts. Well, I'm going to leave them in the past. Any direction, Lord, I'll be fine. It don't matter, east or west. North, south, wherever the wind blows, I'm leaving those burdens at rest. This highway, it does not know my name, and I don't care, no, I don't care. Heading my way for another place, and I got three good tires and a spare. Just a white line gypsy getting out of Mississippi with just enough gas to get there.
A life that has the stories to back it. A life to be proud of. It's a Winchester life.
Yeah, baby. 6'8 Western. Oh, mule deer, baby, right there.
Tune in every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Every Monday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.